should be working.
Let me try and see if it is. Okay, now I was asking you, we talked about keeping calm. Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
very tired. Mm-hmm. Fatigued. Mm-hmm.
And if you're very, very, very tired, you say you're all... say you just totally...
out of the world.
Okay. So you ever just... you just pooped. You ever hear anything? Okay. Okay, just... suppose you're talking about somebody, so you say he's been working for a long time and he's all... can't work anymore, he's all...
all worked down or worked out?
What about, say, worn, worn out, I'm completely...
completely worn out?
If a person's been quite well and suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you say last night he
got worse?
No, say you didn't know he had been sick at all, and you say suddenly, you know, last night he
taken sick? Taken ill?
Alright. If the person sat in the draft and began to cough, the chances are that last night he
caught cold.
If it affected his voice and he started talking like this, you'd say he was, you'd say I'm
a little hoarse.
Okay. And if you go, that's, he's got a little
cold.
Okay. If you gonna say I'm gonna go to bed, I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. You ever hear anything else like that?
Well, a little tired.
Okay. And then you talking about the next morning, you say, well, at 6 o'clock I'll
be up.
Okay. It's what time you're gonna start your day. It's what, say I'm gonna at 6 o'clock I'm gonna
be on my way to work.
Okay. What about if he's still sleeping and it's time to get up? You say, well, he's still sleeping, better go.
Better go wake him up.
Okay. After, if a medicine is by a patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you what your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
Mm-hmm. And suppose he says, the patient will say, well, I what some yesterday, with the same word you used before. I what some medicine yesterday.
You taken your medicine yesterday?
And I'll, and says, and he says, well, and besides that, I'll do what some more later. I'll
take some more medicine later.
Okay. If you can't hear, if the person is can hardly hear anything at all, you say
he's deaf, almost deaf.
Okay. If he began to, he started to work, and you're working a lot in the hot sun. You, chances are, what did you do?
You
with the
sweat.
And if you, and if you've already done that, say if you came in the house, you've been working real hard, you take your wet shirt off and you say, look how I...
sweating.
All right. What would you call a discharging sore that comes to a head on your, comes to a head on your body? Something that comes on maybe on the neck or on the body?
Well, you call it a boil.
Right. Anything else?
Arising.
Yeah. Okay. Is arising like a boil? Is that the same?
Yeah, they're all the same.
All right. And when a boil opens, some stuff comes out of it. What would you call that stuff?
Yeah, you call that corruption.
Corruption.